In a moment, Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney. He began the Folds of Honor Foundation in Grand Haven, Michigan, on the west side of the state. It has grown into an American mission where they honor the sacrifice of the men and women who have served this country and also educate their legacy through scholarships for the children of men and women injured and killed in combat. And I think the number is over $100 million, maybe $140 million. Since it all began in 2007 in Grand Haven, Michigan, inspired by a great American by the name of Brock Buckland out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, Corporal Brock Buckland, who gave his life and the ultimate sacrifice for America. So now the second year begins at the American Dunes Golf Club, which was totally redesigned by Jack Nicholas, who's a great patriot. And that's the place where Folds of Honor, I was there, had their first golf outing. Matter of fact, the first time it was talked about, Dan Rooney, Chip Furlack was the general manager of the old Grand Haven Golf Club. Dan Rooney and his family had bought the golf course. Dan was at the time in the Oklahoma Air National Guard, flying sorties over Iraq, serving our country, a former collegiate golfer. And he had an idea for a golf tournament to help the children of men and women in injured and killed in combat, because he was inspired by the flag-covered casket of Brock Buckland at Gerald R. Ford International Airport. And he saw Corporal Buckland's son, Jacob, standing there. And the pilot had asked everybody to honor the flag-draped coffin to be taken off the plane first. And since that moment, Lieutenant Colonel Rooney has committed his life to the Folds of Honor to provide scholarships to spouses and children of America's fallen and disabled service members. Jacob Buckland became the first Folds of Honor scholarship recipient in 2007. And I was at that first lunch with Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, Chip Furlack, and this guy had a vision. And I could tell right away that he was different. You meet people where you wonder why, and then you hear them, and you understand it. And Folds of Honor is one of the great American success stories about honoring the sacrifice of our great patriots, men and women, who have served America and made the ultimate sacrifice for our country, like Corporal Brock Buckland of Grand Rapids, Michigan did. This entire journey of being there for that first lunch 15 years ago with Dan Rooney in Grand Haven, I think it was Snug Harbor, and Chip Furlack and the Grand Haven Golf Club, he had just bought it and had an idea for the tournament. I think we had 16, 17 teams the first tournament. And Dan, and he goes, I have some big ideas. And Folds of Honor now, maybe you've seen the Budweiser commercial where they bring the families back to St. Louis to a factory where they make Budweiser special Folds of Honor cans. And the Budweiser workers got a chance to meet the families. Yeah, it's still one of the great TV commercials ever. I think Folds of Honor NASCAR race down in Atlanta. Titleist, Bushnell, the corporate partners. You've seen Dan on most cable TV channels. He speaks across America, still flying the flag. And then when he hooked up with Jack Nicholas and they were inspired together to redo the Grand Haven Golf Club. And about a year ago, almost a year ago to this date, the Grand Haven Golf Club became the American Dunes Golf Club, a Jack Nicholas design. And it's one of the great 18-hole layouts in America. And it serves a purpose like no other golf course outside of a course called the Patriot in Owosso, Oklahoma, which is just north of Tulsa, which is where the Folds of Honor National Headquarters are at, and a similar course where the money raised and spent there goes to the Folds of Honor mission. And Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney is standing by once again. We always like to catch up. That was a fast year. Year one for the American Dunes Golf Club, and also the mission continues folds of honor, to honor the sacrifice of men and women, true patriots, and also educate their legacy with their children. Dan, how you doing, my friend?
Bill, man, blessed to be with you, brother. And it is a fast year. I don't know because I fly supersonic in a fighter jet, or it's just everything goes way too fast for all of us. And it's a reminder to love those people in your life that matter, and slow down, enjoy a cold beer and your friends and a round of golf and all of these things that we get to do as the temperatures warm up in Michigan, which is a good thing. And hopefully that rounds at American Dunes. But, man, I'm blessed to be with you and just so grateful for God's grace and our life and watching over the Folds of Honor mission and American Dunes and all the other awesome stuff that's going on, thanks to the good Lord.
You know, Dan, when you get a chance to slow down for a moment and you look at that start at the then Grand Haven Golf Club, and I mentioned our lunch and you had the idea inspired by the flag drape casket of Corporal Brock Buckland out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, who made the ultimate sacrifice for America. When you look at the growth of Folds of Honor, when you look at the money raised, the donations, the individuals, the corporate partners, the stories that are there on recipients, kids who got scholarships in their lives were changed. What stands out to you when you kick back and you start to think about this mission you've been on?
I think the highest evolution of humanity is when you can combine what you do with who you are. I think we're all striving to get to that point. And you do that, right? You're a perfect example of that. And I look back and I'm so blessed that, you know, these twists and turns on this journey have led me to that place, like to wake up every day and get to pour my heart and soul into my vocation. You know, combining what I do with who I am is, and it's so fulfilling. And I don't use the word fun because I think fun is like over you. And I don't think we're supposed to just be here to have fun, right? We're here to be fulfilled. And that's when you're using your time and talents to make an impact. And it's not going to be easy. And, you know, I probably look back over this 14-year journey and I would say it's like, man, I really have gotten to the point in my life where I don't care what you've accomplished, but I'd love to sit down and have a cold beer and hear what you've overcome. Because those are the great ones, right?
Yeah. What's your best story, Dan, from a family that received a scholarship from Folds of Honor because they had a loved one who either was injured or died serving America? What's a story that sticks with you today?
Yeah, no best stories, right? Because everybody's story is unique. But I would say, like, the greatest gift for me and the team at Folds, when you meet a military family who's had someone killed or disabled, most people just have to say, "Man, thank you for your service. I'm so sorry this has happened." And I get to say those two things, but then I get to say, "We got ya." And so this story, it dates back a couple years ago. I'm going through the Atlanta airport. It's a perfect example. I'm getting my Starbucks in the afternoon, my jet black coffee. And I've got a KIA bracelet that I wear on my left wrist. And the lady behind me says, "Hey, who did you lose?" I said, "Oh, you know, this is a friend of mine. It's a fighter pilot, had six kids and was killed in Iraq, Troy Gilbert." And she starts to break down and she said, "I just lost my son-in-law. I'm going to see my daughter." And I looked at her and I said, "Well, I'm so sorry. Does she have kids?" And she says, "Yeah, she has two kids." I said, "We got you. Give me your number and your email." And she tells the story. She had an email by the time she landed, and she walked into the front door of her house and said, "Hey, I just met this guy. He's going to send my two grandkids or two kids to school." And those, right, when you're in a position to solve, and I wouldn't say it's a problem, but you're in a position to make a positive contribution and bring a ray of hope and God to an inherently very dark situation, it's the greatest gift.
Speaking of gifts, Jack Nicklaus, his donation, his effort, his business, helping shape American Dunes in Grand Haven that opened up a year ago on the west side of the state, the fabulous 18-hole layout. When you have conversations with Jack Nicklaus away from golf, how does he talk about Folds of Honor?
Yeah, I think for all of us, right? The choices we make every day, huge, or they culminate to write the legacy of our lives. And Jack always talks about American Dunes as part of his legacy, and that's the highest compliment from a guy that's designed courses all over the world. And it's cool, walking through an airport. I spend way too much time in airports. And I was walking through an airport last month. There's a golf magazine. It's sitting on my desk right now. It's got Andrew Anser and Mark Wahlberg on the cover. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. I wonder what those guys are doing. And I get, I open this thing up, and I immediately open to the middle of the magazine. I'm like, wait a minute, I recognize that hole. And it's number 16 at American Dunes in Golf Magazine, 2-page spread, and the title reads Instant American Classic, one of Jack's finest, by the head of architecture for Golf Magazine. And these are the moments you just pinch yourself that we've reimagined. And when Jack and I talk about it, we refer to it as the golf church. And that's what this place is, man. This is a place that fills people's souls up with the game they love, with the country we love. We live faith forward. If people haven't been out there, at 1300 every day, we play taps. And then the bell tolls 13 times, signifying the 13 folds that bring that flag to its iconic triangle shape of freedom. And the whole place stops for 2 minutes. And we reflect that, freedom is not free. And we sing the national anthem. We take the flag down. Huge American flag. Fits between number 9 and number 10 in play in the fairway. It's the only American flag in the country that we know of that is in play. There's a local rule you can drop if you're on either side. You've seen this thing. I mean, you can see it from the space shuttle.
It's awesome.
Massive. But it is, and I just got this hat from Ian yesterday in the mail. We have a hat at American Dunes, and it says unapologetic on the front of it. We do not apologize for loving our God and loving our country and loving those who serve. And that's not for everybody, and that's fine. But if it is for you, you got to come tee it up at American Dunes, because this place will touch your soul. And it's the golf course is insanely good. It's hard. It's hard. You played it. It's so pure. Heading into second year, Joe, our superintendent, is just doing a fantastic job. This thing has really grown up and matured. But when you leave, as good as the golf course is, I'll ask you, hey, what were your top five things? And the golf course probably won't make it in your top five. It's the nickel in the grass. It's the fact that every hole pays homage to a soldier that's given his life for our freedoms, one of Jack's majors. The stories that you learn going around the golf course, the Caboo Bar, and drinking your ice-cold Budweiser on an AIM-9 missile. It's just like you escape as you go in this memorial, it folds, and out. It's this wonderful escape from a world that it seems like, huge, unfortunately, everything's got to be a red or a blue issue. Man, this place is red, white, and blue, and we need more of that. And that's the beauty of, the golf church known as American Dunes.
Tell you what, Dan, if you're running for president sometime soon, you just got my vote with that speech right there, buddy.
No, I wouldn't wish that job on my worst enemy, man.
Amen. I'm telling you, you hit all the chords. That memorial where you walk into the pro shop and your team there is doing a great job. I've been preaching to everybody across Michigan before it opened. American Dunes Golf Club in Grand Haven on Michigan's West Coast. Just Google it, American Dunes. You can see it for yourself. Make it tee time. And also the growth of Folds of Honor. And another reason why Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney from Folds of Honor is joining us, that they've always had connections to the PGA of America and tours. And you've seen Dan at some of the championships, like the PGA Championship. But now Folds of Honor, PGA of America, joined by the USGA, PGA Tour, and the LPGA, all teaming up and helping veterans and military families and the Patriot Golf Days on Memorial Day weekend, which has been a staple right after that first golf tournament at the old Grand Haven Golf Club. You now have the entire army of golf marketing behind Patriot Days.
Yeah, and it's crazy. And I would just say that for everybody out there listening, anything is possible. right? If God puts it on your heart, and I always say this, go before you're ready. And when you say that to me, that, you know, that that group is behind Patriot Golf Days, I was sitting above my garage 14 years ago and came up with this idea that we could give Americans the opportunity to play their most heroic round of golf. Go play. It's over Memorial Day. To say thank you for your freedoms and jump on your iPhone and visit patriotgolfdays.com and make a donation of, you know, $1, $5, $10, whatever you want to do. And through Patriot Golf Days to date, we've raised over $50 million. But it's gone to a whole new level, Bill, with the PGA Tour, the LPGA, and the USGA now standing behind us. And to think of that guy sitting in his garage 14 years ago with this idea, if you would have told me that those brands and institutions would align with Folds of Honor and Patriot Golf Days, I would have been like, man, you're smoking something. That sounds really cool, but that could never happen. But I said, all glory God and His grace and bringing these folks together. And I'll tell you, I mean, obviously they love our mission at Folds, but one of the things that they really have grabbed onto in the game of golf has is the fact that of our 35,000 recipients, so spouses and kids who've had somebody killed or disabled that we've sent to school, it's about $170 million out the door in scholarships.
Man.
41% of those are minorities. And as a country, we struggle to find a positive path toward equality that we all want to see, but how do we get there? And I would argue two things. One, education is the lasting bridge that gets us there. And two, it's up to every one of us as individuals to be that change we want to see. There's no macro solution for equality in this country. Do the right thing for the minority, the person you know in your life, and help them find that equality. And we get to do that through the game of golf, through the gift of education. That was the big impetus for the tour, the LPGA, and the USGA to be like, man, we're all in, because this is real change in America, golf being the catalyst. That's a pretty darn good thing to do. Go play golf. Drink a cold Budweiser, change a life, help America find equality. Those are all pretty darn good things. I don't care which side of the aisle you're on. And so, yeah, it's so cool. But this Memorial Day, courses across the country are signing up. Course doesn't have to sign up. Go play golf. Your country needs you. Make a donation at patriotgolfdays.com, and we'll pay it forward in the gift of an education to a military family.
All began an idea that Dan had, a quiet lunch in Grand Haven, over 15 years ago, and $170 million plus later, scholarships to over 35,000 kids through the Folds of Honor program, where they honor the sacrifice of those parents and those family members, and they educate their legacy. Read about Folds of Honor at foldsofhonor.org. PatriotGolfDays.com, is that it? And if people want to donate and they can't get out to a golf course Memorial Day weekend, is that correct, Dan?
Yeah, and when they're out at the golf course, hit PatriotGolfDays.com. And then obviously, man, get your tee time at American Dunes.
It's awesome.
We will sell out in the next 4 weeks for the season. And it's just incredible. And people come from everywhere. We track where everybody comes from. And they're coming from Florida and Texas and California. And I'm like, hey, are you here in town touring? They're like, no, man, we flew here to play American Dunes. This place is a pilgrimage. It's a day you'll never forget for the rest of your life. And it goes back to support Folds. And we just love to have people come, and we will roll out the red, white, and blue carpet. Doug and Ian and Joe and Chelsea and Tom, the whole team there is incredible at taking care of people. And it's a golf experience like nothing on planet Earth. And that's when I'll let you go here. But when I asked Jack Nicklaus at the opening, I said, Jack, have you ever seen anything like this in golf? And he looked at me and he had a big tear in his eye. And he said, Dan, I've never seen anything like this in my life. Welcome to American Dunes. Come see us.
When Jack Nicklaus says, I've never seen anything like this in my life, and it's a golf course, that's a pretty profound statement. Wow. Amazing.
Yeah. It's a spirit. The spirit of the place is palpable in the best way. Everything good about this country bottled up in this beautiful golf course called American Dunes, the house that Jack built. And for an Ohio guy, he said it's the greatest thing that's ever happened in the state of Michigan, too, which you got to laugh at.
Yeah, and he's a huge Buckeye. It's well known.
He doesn't, oh, I know.
He doesn't hide his loyalty, but, you know, that goes beyond the lines of a game. It's about honoring the sacrifice of the great men and women who have served our country, made the ultimate sacrifice, still serve today, and most importantly, having the back of their children and educating the legacy of those who have served and still serve today. American Dunes Golf Club, just Google it. Patriot Golf Days, Memorial Day weekend, annual tradition, the game of golf combining with giving back. Dan, I will call Ian. I need to get back out there, see the course here in year two. I'll take Superfly, my producer. We'll be out there soon, okay?
All right. We would love to roll the carpet out for you boys. And I'll leave you to this, Bill. So 15 years ago, right, we've been at this a long time. One of my favorite lyrics, it's a Kenny Rogers song, "You Can't Make Old Friends." So here's to seeing you soon, my old friend. But in the meantime, may God bless you and keep you and that big family safe, and thanks for being on the mission with us.
It's one of the greatest things I've ever been a part of to watch grow, man. I'm really proud of you, Dan. Proud of your family, your father and everybody. How the family, your family came together to help other families, and then other fans. Just, it's been that pay it forward, you know, times $170 million, really. It's amazing.
Amen. And we're going to keep fighting a good fight.
All right, we love you, Danny. We'll talk soon, man.
Love you too, Huge.
All right. See ya. Yeah, Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney. That's real, man. You want a $170 million plus. And he had the idea, looking at a flag-draped coffin of Corporal Brock Buckland. I've had a chance to get to know the Buckland family. Outside of my family and my children and the wonderful friends that I've made, it's probably the most inspirational thing, because I was there when he had the idea, like 2 days after landing and seeing it. I was there at the first golf tournament, and there's like 16 foursomes, and he's having a Budweiser, and he's like, "Man, I expected more." And I said, "Man, I believe your heart is in the right place. $170 million in scholarships." He's a special cat, and he's real. So play a round of golf for America at American Dunes or at your local club. Memorial Day weekend, PatriotGolfDays.com. Make that donation.